Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's right. We're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskey with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing really well, Joe. But I want to say this, and I don't want it to be a downer, but I really feel bad. And so sad for what has happened in Boulder, Colorado. And I hope this country can kind of figure out a way to kind of straighten those things out. Just understanding how devastating it is for those families. So I wanted to get past that, but I wanted to acknowledge how sad and how sorry I feel for all those people.
Howard, I feel the same. Just tragic, and unfortunately these type of things happen too often in yes. our society. So let's hope that whatever has to be done is done to try to make sure this doesn't happen yep. anymore. And so we don't have to start shows like that, Howard. So we can talk right. about your mock draft and NBA awards. And
yeah, I don't want to slight what's happening in the world, but I do want to get to. The things that I just want to kind of straighten you out and the people out on a few things. So I'm sure we'll do that tonight, too.
All right. So what do you want to straighten us out on first? Mock drafts, Eagles, what do you got?
Well, I can wait because I've got my rankings for two awards for the Sixers.
Okay. So we'll get to that. We'll tease that.
Yeah,
we'll,
I knew we didn't want to do that first so we'll because the mock draft is, it's as I tweeted out, it's 867.0 of my mock
draft. So where will you be by draft night? 2,000 mock drafts?
Probably 1,594.
Well, what matters, Howard, it only matters if you get one right. That's all that matters. Then you can say, yeah. I got the pick right. That's it.
Yeah, but that's less than the mock drafts that are out there by everybody else. So, so I'm less than what they roll out there.
Well, Howard, it's the internet. Mock drafts, it can't be the internet without mock drafts this time of year. That's for sure. All right, Howard, let's hit on, we'll get to a lot of different things tonight, but let's start with the Eagles and the one move they have made here in free agency over the last week. Since last time we talked, it was Friday night, they signed Anthony Harris, safety from the Vikings. Howard, he is a good player, and last year he played on the franchise tag. He had, I think six interceptions a couple years ago. I mean, he is...
Yeah, but he had zero last year. I listened to the Eagles had a Zoom conference with him.
Today, right?
Yeah, like late this afternoon. Yeah. So I was on that, and I listened to him. It seems like he's a very upbeat guy. He's eager. Obviously, he's a new player, so he's going to be eager. Has some relationships with some of the people here, including one of the coaches. But what I'm just trying to figure out, and he didn't have an answer for it. He had, six or seven interceptions 2 years ago and zero this last season. How did that happen?
Well, he'll fit right in around here then because right. they don't get any interceptions here.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not a good player because he obviously was a good player and you could always get back to that. And the fact that he was a franchise, they franchise tagged him. Minnesota thought he was a very good player. So I don't know what happened, but he didn't really have an answer for it. And he didn't, you just don't know. Like, well, why did that happen?
Well, I don't know either, but I think it was interesting they got him on a one year, $5 million. But it seems like it's a great deal for the Eagles. It's 1 year. If he still has it, great. If he doesn't, whatever, he's gone in a year. And for him, I suppose he's trying to rebuild his value, Howard. He has a big year. He plays well here, and maybe the cap goes back up next year. He makes some money off of this.
And they definitely need help in the secondary. It's interesting. He was asked how it would be like to play with Darius Slay. And because, you know, the assumption is he can roam a little bit more. I want him to help Darius Slay. After what, Darius Slay did not have a good year last year either.
Well, especially against the great receivers. He was pretty good until the end, but then it was Devontae Adams, it was Metcalf, Hopkins. When he was going up against some of those guys, it was not pretty.
Yeah, and he wanted to do it himself. It doesn't work like that. When the coach tells you you need help, you need help. And it's just that simple. But, who knows what's going to happen. But certainly Harris is a welcome addition to the Eagles, where they do need help in the secondary.
So they make their only big move, Howard. The other story that's been out there the last couple of days is all the quarterback noise, right? So, you and I talked about Deshaun Watson last week, but then it's different kinds of noise. So there's the big fish noise, that's Deshaun Watson. There's draft noise, that's not going to go away. That's part of the whole process.
That is a joke.
Right, but they have the sixth pick. So when you have a high pick, you're going to be connected to quarterbacks. So you just are. So that doesn't surprise me. But Howard, the pursuit of a backup quarterback, that is ongoing. There was a report over the weekend from ESPN that they wouldn't rule out a Nick Foles reunion with a trade.
That's non-committal. They wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, but it was brought up. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out either.
I wouldn't. And Joe Flacco was in for a visit.
What do you make of that? He was here all day yesterday.
You know, here's the problem with both those quarterbacks. The offense will be geared around an offense with a quarterback that has mobility, is going to have RPOs, and the offense is going to be geared to that type of quarterback.
He's a running quarterback,
right. And neither one of those quarterbacks fit into, and Nick Foles doesn't fit into that offense.
In fact, I don't think you could find two quarterbacks that are more the opposite of running quarterbacks than Nick Foles and Joe Flacco.
Well, you've got to find somebody that, and it's a backup quarterback, so it's got to be somebody that fits into that offense. So if the other quarterback comes in, you don't have to change your offense, and they would have to change it, I would assume, kind of dramatically with the backup quarterback. No, it doesn't work. I like Joe Flacco. Number one, I like him as a person, and I like Nick Foles. I like both of them as people, and they both have had success in the NFL, and they both could probably teach Jalen Hurts, work with him and kind of school him and help him out in different areas. So from that standpoint, they're both good. I the only reason I wouldn't want Nick Foles, and I'll never forget, and all of us will never forget what he's done. As soon as Jalen Hurts has a bad game, here it comes. Oh, my gosh. Between WIP and between WIP and between WIP.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Howard. No idea what you're talking about.
It's time to bring back the glory. Second time around. It's Super Bowl. Nick Foles. Let's go for it. And then it'll be coming out of the stands. It's not good. And that's not fair to Nick Foles, but that's just reality. And I just don't think it's a good situation. Nick Foles won't be, he's not going to be, regardless of where he ends up, it's not going to be a problem for him. He's made enough money. He's secure financially. His family is secure financially, but he is too. He can play anywhere and be happy. And he's going to be a backup, obviously, anywhere. I don't know that he wants to come back here and have to deal with that, although they don't listen to that noise that's out there from the fans in WIP and WIP and WIP and WIP.
They should listen.
I know. So if I had a choice between the two, I'd want Flacco because you wouldn't have that noise. But neither one of them really work with this quarterback. I'll look at it that way.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be easy to find that guy.
No,
I mean,
that's
part of it. I mean, last week someone had called us, I think it was last week, and mentioned RG3 to us on the air. I mean, that would work. I mean, and he backed up Lamar Jackson last couple years actually in Baltimore. So, I mean, your choices are limited. If we're looking for a backup quarterback that has a similar skill set to Jalen Hurts, it does limit the choices. I mean, I could look up the others, but RG3 stands out top of my head. I don't know if there's many others, Howard. It's not going to be easy to find that guy.
Well, would Jacksonville move Minshew for next to nothing?
Maybe.
He's kind of that guy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's not a runner, but he can move a little because he's young and he's got legs a little bit.
Right, yeah.
And I would take him.
Yeah, I would take him too. But now, if you have to give anything for him, anything significant, then I probably wouldn't do it. But he's one of those guys. But there's quarterbacks out there. Like, you know what? Now that the leaves are starting to bloom on the trees, I'm going to go out and shake a few trees, and you'll find about 15 of those guys falling out of trees.
I don't know about 15. I'm looking at the list right now. So here's some quarterbacks that are available.
Here's third one. Third-string quarterbacks.
Well, Howard, here's one that's available. I just don't know if – like, at one point, he was exactly this. He was very mobile. But Alex Smith is out there, and we know there's a connection here to Brian Johnson, but he's not the same athlete like he used to be.
He's not. And he doesn't want to run. You don't want him to run.
At one point, he was a good runner. I mean,
Yes, he was. So now, based on the fit, he wouldn't work either. There's got to be somebody.
I don't know. I'm looking at the list, Howard. It's Alex Smith. It's Chase Daniel. It's AJ McCarron, Colt McCoy, RG3, Nate Sudfeld, Flacco. It's not a very promising list out there.
You know what? Colt McCoy runs a little bit, right?
He does. 35 years old.
Yeah, it's all right.
Really? We got to do better than Colt McCoy around here.
There really is nobody better than I'm just looking for a runner. Remember, it's the backup quarterback. If you get to the backup quarterback because of injury or, if it's for anything else, then they're really in trouble. But if you get to the backup quarterback, you're in trouble anyway.
Well, not always. I mean, the Eagles have had a lot of good backup quarterbacks over the years, and that's part of the issue around here. People
Nick
want to
Foles.
See the backup. Yeah,
Nick Foles and who else?
Well, I mean, at one point, Mike Vick was a backup quarterback.
Well, but he became the starter.
Right, but at one point, he was the backup quarterback. How about Blake Bortles?
Hey, how about
Blake
this?
Bortles?
Hold it. Let me just give you this.
Got something here?
According to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, and according to Joe Flacco's agent, the Eagles have signed Joe Flacco.
There we go. So, see, we're breaking some news here, Howard.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a backup quarterback. All right, so Joe Flacco is officially on the table here as an Eagles quarterback. So, Howard, I mean, we opened it, and we'll open the phone lines here. 215-592-9494 to hop in.
So while we're talking about it, it happens.
Well,
how about that?
The Eagles are listening. They're making moves based on what we're saying around here. All right, so we got Flacco as the back. I wonder what the terms are, Howard, and I'm interested. We'll find out eventually. But I'd be interested to see how much he gets in incentives, right? Because the only way he's likely to play is if Jalen Hurts either really struggles or if he gets hurt. And in that case, he can make some money, playing here.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't know that he's looking for money. He's from the area. So,
and he made a lot of money with Baltimore.
Yeah, right, and he's just kind of, he's down the sunset of his career and just trying to get, I guess, maybe a year or so or a couple years in, which is okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah. But whatever he makes, he's probably okay with too.
Well, I like it. Look, if they were going to bring Foles back, and the Foles thing was going to be a trade or it was going to be some sort of way he gets back here, if it wasn't going to be Foles, I like the Flacco idea. I know what you were saying a few minutes ago about trying to have the same kind of offense. But that's on the coaches. They have to figure out a way to now get Flacco ready in case he has to go in. Like, they'll have to have some sort of there has to be something to the offense where it can work if they have to go to a different kind of quarterback. Otherwise, it'd be a mess.
Between the two, between Foles and Flacco, and nothing against Nick Foles, but for obviously the reasons that I stated, I feel better with Joe Flacco. And obviously, he looked okay. He looked okay to the Eagles when they worked him out.
Which is important because, he's had some injuries in his career. He had the knee in Baltimore and then a neck injury a couple years ago. Breaking news on 94 WIP is powered by Radio.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. So Joe Flacco is officially, according to his agency, a Philadelphia Eagle. He'll come in here. And Howard, it's interesting because there's been – speculation talk, I know you think most of it's silly, with other quarterbacks around the Eagles. I mean, they now have two quarterbacks. So
yep.
I would guess, if I had to guess, the next quarterback they acquire, it's somewhere later in the draft. Fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, a developmental quarterback.
And I was going to tell you what nonsense it is that these people are predicting the Eagles are going to take a quarterback with the sixth pick. Bucky, what's Bucky's name? Bucky Brooks. His mock draft, 9,764.
I think 65.
65, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I was off one. He had the Eagles taking Fields from Ohio State. There was not a chance in our world, not one chance, not one, that they were going to take Fields with the sixth pick. And there wasn't one chance they were going to take a quarterback with the sixth pick. They are going to get the player, and they can't get fancy here. They will get the player that will be the best for them at six, the way this whole thing's going to fall out.
Well, Howard, I mean, if it falls out the way some mock drafts, I know mock drafts are your favorite now. If it plays out the way some mock drafts have it, it could work out great for the Eagles. Because the one Mel Kiper put up today, the first four picks, he had four quarterbacks. If that happens, they're going to be doing jumping jacks, Howard, over at NovaCare, because that means no matter what happens, that means two of three.
Yeah, because Carolina trades into Miami's pick.
So if that happened, if the top four picks are quarterbacks, that's never happened before. If it happens this year, that would mean two out of three of Sewell, the left tackle, or the receiver from LSU, Chase, or the tight end, Pitts, two of those three would have to be on the board. Like, you can't draw it up any better.
One of the two guys are going to be on the board, either Jamar Chase or Pitts. One of those two are going to be on the board, because even if Miami takes Pitts,
which they could, or Chase.
Yeah. They get the other. And that's great, because Carolina, if they can't trade with Miami, then I would think they would trade with Cincinnati to get the quarterback. So that still would protect the Eagles for one of those two. And if it goes with the quarterbacks going the first four with one of the trades in there, I think it's don't get cute. Jamar Chase is the pick. It's not even close. And there's some good, there's some really good wide receivers out there. I'd rather have Chase over Smith from Alabama.
Smith is a tiny player. He's 165. Guys, players that small typically are not star receivers in the NFL.
No, but and Chase is really good with yak, yards after the catch.
We could use some of that around here, Howard.
Yeah, use a little yak. We have a lot of it on WIP.
Yeah, we have a lot of yakkers. We don't have yak on the field. We could use more of that. All right, 215-592-949 from Mike. Actually, is in Baltimore. He's reacting with us. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Mike. What's up tonight?
Well, I heard the Joe Flacco news, and I think it's reasonably good news for Philadelphia. I think Flacco gives them stability at the position, and he's a good playoff quarterback. You know, if they make the playoffs, he's a guy that you can count on to come in and do some things.
Yeah, but he's not going to play in it. If he plays in the playoffs, then there's something wrong.
Well, I mean, we said that once upon a time about Nick Foles, you know, here, Howard.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nick Foles played in the playoffs. Nobody thought that was going to happen. He was going to make the run that he did. I'm just saying, Flacco's won a lot of playoff games, and he's actually a really good playoff quarterback. So, I mean, he always seemed to be better during the playoffs than he was during the season.
Agreed, Mike. He was really good, especially the run he had to win the Super Bowl. I mean, he was amazing in that run.
But, Howard, I also have to agree with you on the wide receiver position. It's a no-brainer.
Don't get cute.
Pitt is a little bit, to me, you know, going the tight end route just because, you know, he shows some speed at tight end. That could be, you know, the guy O.J. Howard was the same way, and he turned out to be a bust.
Yeah, but I think Pitt is better than that. I mean, I hear what you guys are saying, but, I mean, 4.46 from a guy that big, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I saw that he ran that. It looked pretty good. I watched the video a few times. He looked good. But I think I agree with Howard that this guy, Chase, has the yards after the catch, and he makes things happen. He's sort of got that acceleration that I think the Eagles have been missing. So it'll be a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a good signing by the Eagles. There's no question. It's
Mike, we appreciate the phone
call. Good pick, and then it would be. I just can't see how they can. They can't go wrong. And here's, I'm going to bring up all these whiners, and I needed more cheese for them. When Nate Sudfeld came into the Washington game, you got to try to win the game.
Well, including the coach, the biggest whiner was the coach up in New York, whose team's won six games this year, and he was crying.
Tell him to shut up. Yeah, it's just, he's such a fraud, too. He is a total fraud, working for a cheater. It's just by the, yeah, I mean, he's a cheater. But nonetheless, it was great. It was great when you see the difference between the sixth pick and the ninth pick. I mean, it's, you wouldn't be able to get either one of those players. No. So it's just,
it was the right move.
It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, it was the right move. It was the right move then. I mean, what was it, a high-profile thing? Because it was Sunday Night Football to end the season, and the NFC was on the line, sure. But at the end of the day, teams have done that for a long time, Howard, a long time. And if it positions the Eagles to get a Pitts or a Chase, years from now, we're going to talk about that. Like, man, that changed the franchise. Like, if they get a player, one of those two guys we're talking about that are that good, mm-hmm. we'll look back and say it was one of the smartest moves they've ever done around here.
The only thing is, don't get cute. Don't get cute.
Yeah, but they do that around here sometimes. We know that. That's the problem.
Yes, they do sometimes. You're right.
Too often. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe Flacco officially signing with the Philadelphia Eagles per his agent. We'll discuss that. Howard, has, what do you have for us? Some updated NBA award ballots?
Yeah, right. The MVP and... the defensive player of the year. I'm just going to bring something to light.
So you don't think Ben is a lock? Is that what you're saying?
Lock. He's a far from a lock.
We'll discuss that. And Howard, I got to throw an idea at you that we've seen already in sports, but I want to bring it back. I want to see if you agree or not. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. Riding with the King here, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. So just a few minutes ago, they hopped in the car. Joe Flacco officially signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. So they have themselves a backup quarterback, Howard. Do you think that means the noise of the NFL draft will go away, or do we have to do this thing all the way up till draft night?
Well, there's two things that are going to go away. The noise of the NFL draft, and it is absolute total noise. They're not, and I've been saying this with you and on my show, it's total noise. They were not going to draft a quarterback. We're not. All right, so that's, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And then the other noise, the Deshaun Watson noise, that was a farce too. That is a farce. They're not going. Now, do the Eagles call Houston? Yeah, if you're doing your job, you call them. Okay, yeah, they made contact with Houston. They're interested in Deshaun Watson. Yeah, if they can, it's impossible for them to work out a deal. If they could work out a deal, sure, they would take Deshaun Watson. But that is highly, 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 I can't say highly enough, unlikely. That's not happening.
Would you give it 1% chance or even less?
Less.
Okay.
Probably 0.1%. And then the other thing that you have to consider, and where there's smoke, allegedly there's fire. With all this stuff coming out, even though he's got this high-powered attorney, he says he's not guilty, but he doesn't know the names of the accusers. So how does he know he's not guilty? But I don't know that he is guilty. I don't know that he is. But do you want that hanging over your head? And the possibility of a suspension, and that's a minor part of it. But they weren't going to get him anyway. That could affect trades to other teams. But I don't think Houston was going to trade him anyway.
Well, they don't want to. I mean, he wants out of there. They don't want to trade him.
Wait till he stops getting a paycheck. we'll see how fast that lasts.
Well, yeah, I mean, usually when players hold out, eventually they crawl back. I mean, that's usually the way it goes. And the only one I can remember, Howard, was Carson Palmer. He did this to the Bengals, and he won. Like, I think he stayed out a full year. And then eventually they traded him to Oakland, and that didn't work out. But then he made his way to Arizona, and he had a nice run there. But that's the only one I can remember of a player just saying, all right, I'll just stay home all season.
Yeah, but, you know, he was deep into his career at that time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had to be probably 7-8 years in, something like that.
Yeah, so he made a ton of money because I think he was wasn't he the first pick in the draft?
He was, and that was back in the day where the first pick would make a ton. Now, you know, the rookie wage scale has changed things.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. So he was fine with that. You know, if he got it, great. If he didn't, the hell with it. But now it's... No, he's. I think he's going to be with Houston, but that's a farce too. So that's not happening. No, it's just just forget about it. So both things. Oh my gosh, what noise are we going to have?
Well, there's always noise. That's what this time of the year is about.
What?
It's about noise.
Why didn't the Eagles sign? Why don't you just start it tonight, Joe? Why didn't the Eagles sign Nick Foles?
Well, I was all in favor of Nick Foles' comeback. You know that. But I like Joe Flacco. Howard, I got some contract details for you here. This is from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Joe Flacco's deal with Philly includes $3.5 million in guaranteed money and an additional $4 million in incentives per source. That's coming from Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. That's pretty good money for a backup quarterback. $3.5 million? In guaranteed money, and then there's the incentives there, $4 million, and we'll see soon what that is about, but I imagine that's tied to playing time if he gets to play here.
Yeah, if he, I guess the percentage of snaps, playing time, whatever that comes down to, but either way, he's made a lot of money in his career. It's could be in a backup sometimes because you don't get beat up, and he can school Jalen Hurts a little bit. Because he obviously understands and can educate him on some things he needs to do as a quarterback. And sometimes it's better coming from a player than it is from a coach. So, yeah, I think all in all, that's a good deal for the Eagles. It's a good situation.
Yeah, and they got it, right? So this is locked down. They have themselves a backup quarterback, and now they can go about building the offense and figure out what it's going to look like around Jalen Hurts, but then try to make it work for Flacco, you know, as the backup, help to learn what he has to learn. So Joe Flacco, officially a Philadelphia Eagle, $3.5 million. He's the backup here to Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. All right, Howard, what do you got? You got updated?
I will say this. I think the Eagles are still going to take a quarterback in the draft, but it'll be later in the draft.
How high are we talking here? Four? I would say
fourth round, maybe.
I'd be okay with that. Fourth round is fine.
And I'm okay with that, too, because you're going to need a backup quarterback in the future. So you want to try to develop a guy who won't be ripped off your practice squad because you're going to put him on the practice squad, and you just hope another team, because they have to put him on their roster if they sign him. So I think that later in the draft, I think they're going to take a quarterback. All right, so now we want to get to the awards.
Yeah, so you have a new ranking of awards here for the NBA? We're coming. I mean, tomorrow's the trade deadline, or Thursday's. We're coming down the stretch here, Howard. These are important games.
We'll see if Daryl Morey has any stones. But, you know, what do you do? Joel Embiid, it seems like he was hurt worse than they've said. You know, how long are you out with a bone bruise? I mean, you're kidding me, right?
Well, they could be tricky injuries. I mean, bone bruises, like they sound like they're not, but it takes these
with
players
him,
long.
They could be.
Well, every injury is
yeah,
an issue.
Right. All right, so here, the MVP, we both agree that he's not the favorite anymore. The odds. You know who the favorite is?
Is it your boy from Denver?
Jokic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Also LeBron got hurt too. That changed.
Yeah,
everything.
That didn't. I think it was between those two guys. So Jokic is even money. LeBron's 9-4. Embiid is 6-1. And Harden. I'll tell you what. I would put Harden second. But these odds probably came out before LeBron got hurt. Harden is 13-2. He's fourth. So, but that's easy. I mean, because Jokic, he just does so many things for that team.
Well, and now he's the only one standing, right? I mean, this has become his major advantage in this, is that he hasn't gotten hurt. LeBron got hurt. Embiid got hurt. He hasn't.
He should have gotten it anyway. But the reality is when I didn't think that Embiid was going to be the MVP, it was because I didn't think he would be able to play enough games. You always assume he's going to be hurt. And I think that was a problem. And if you really want to break it down, Sixers have only lost one game since he's been out, right? So how valuable is he? I know the teams stink that they play, but how valuable is it?
Well, we're going to start to find out now on this West Coast trip. I mean,
is Kerry playing tonight?
I don't think so. So the Sixers are 4-point favorites from the last time
I saw. Okay,
then
Curry's not playing. Yeah. So how about this? They get the Warriors without Curry. They get the Lakers without LeFraud. How about that? How lucky are they to get those teams?
Well, not just without LeBron. They get the Lakers without LeBron or Anthony Davis.
Or Anthony Davis. Yeah, so I don't know. So they'll be favored in that game, too.
And then they'll go to the
Clippers. Without Embiid.
Right, Clippers. Then the Clippers and then the Nuggets. Those will be very difficult games to win.
All right. So now we get into this nonsense, this campaign by the Sixers. They're trying to make Ben Simmons, that's what Doc Rivers does, trying to make him sound like he's a really great player because he doesn't shoot beyond 3 feet, which is going to be a joke in the playoffs. So they're going to make him into the defensive player. He's a lockdown defensive. He can play any position. Well, Giannis lit his ass up. Don't give me he can play any position. He plays against guards that are 5 inches shorter than he is. So obviously you're going to have an advantage in defending. But here, and Gobert is the defensive player of the year. Did you see what he did last night?
Rudy, what'd he do?
Okay. The 26 points is fine. I think it was like 15 rebounds. Okay, that's not defense. He had 9 blocked shots.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Tell me the last.
One block shy of a triple-double.
Yeah, right. And he played like 2 more minutes in the last 2 minutes. Or whatever his last 2 minutes. He needed one more. But can you imagine a triple-double with blocks as part of your triple-double?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened before. I'm trying to think of who would have done that. Maybe Kevin Garnett at one point. Like, that's a rare thing.
Tell me the last time a player had 9 block shots. But he blocks shots all the time. And that is the significant position for defense. When you're going to name a defensive player of the year, stop with all this nonsense that, well, bad, he's a lockdown defender. You know, Randall lights him up, too. So he's not a lockdown. He's a good defender. I'm not going to say he's a bad defensive player. A little sloppy on switches, but he's not a lockdown defender against people that are his size. And here's another thing for you to swallow and everybody else that wants to make him the defensive player of the year.
Well, his own coach wants to, by the way.
Well, that's because he's trying to make him sound like a great player because he can't do anything else. Tell me the and he can't really he
well,
can't
I mean,
shoot.
He could pass, he could play
okay.
defense. He's a,
tell me the
he's
last,
a good player, Howard. Good player.
Here's your trivia question.
Okay, what do you got?
The last guard that was the defensive player of the year.
That's a great question. Is it Michael?
You're close, but Michael was even longer than that. There was one player, and he was really a great
Gary
player.
Payton, the glove?
That's him.
Yeah.
Gary Payton, 95-96. So we're talking, what, 25 years ago. 25 years ago was the last time a guard.
Yeah, to give people a glimpse of this, I pull up the list here, Howard. Here's who it's been since then. Mutombo, Mourning, Ben Wallace, Ron Artest, Camby, Garnett, Dwight Howard a bunch of times, Tyson Chandler, Marc Gasol, Joakim Noah, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Gobert, Antetokounmpo. So big guys or small forwards. That's been it.
Yeah, and Draymond Green is a better defender than Ben Simmons.
Well, Draymond was a tremendous player.
Yeah, and now because the team's so screwed up, it's really difficult, and he's probably got to play out of position sometimes. But Rudy Gobert and Giannis is not chopped liver either.
No, no, he won it last year.
Yeah, no, right. So he's not chopped liver. He's got to be in the MVP running the way he's, because that team's now starting to put it together. But Rudy Gobert is a defensive player of the year. Can we stop all this nonsense? I can't think of the last NBA player that had 9 block shots in a game other than Wilt Chamberlain. there had to be somebody, between Wilt Chamberlain and Gobert.
So Anthony Davis apparently did it last year. He had a game with 10 block
really?
Shots. Yes, last
wow.
season.
What was he playing against, all 6'5 players?
I don't know. So it's only happened in the history of the NBA. It's happened 33 times where there's been a triple-double and one of the categories has been blocked. So 33 times in, you know, 60-something years. It's very rare.
So I would say it's pretty significant what Rudy Gobert did.
Yeah, well, he almost did it, right? He had nine.
So. Well, but I mean, nine blocks.
Yeah,
significant that he had nine block shots.
That doesn't happen every day.
So he is my defensive player of the year.
So would you put Ben too? If you had a ballot in front of you, are you going to write his name down or are you going to omit him?
No, you know what? I would not put him two. I'd put him three. Because I can't take a guard as a defensive player of the year. So I'd have to put Giannis in there at two and then Ben at three. You know, I haven't watched enough of Kawhi Leonard. I don't know what he's doing this year defensively. But he's when he wants to slam it down.
No, here's what it is. When he is on his game, he's a lockdown defender.
Like, oh my gosh!
I know
yes.
That's what Doc Rivers said about Ben Simmons. Like when Kawhi Leonard wants to take a player out in the playoffs when he's healthy, he's a lockdown defender. We've seen that.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. Believe it or not, Michael Jordan, and he was a great Joe. I'm telling you, he was a great, great defender.
Well, and Scottie Pippen too. Scottie Pippen was an amazing defender. The two of them, yeah.
But Michael Jordan only got the Defensive Player of the Year one time. It's amazing. One time he got the Defensive Player of the Year. That just shows you. So in the last, Sidney Moncrief was a guard. You have to go back to 83-84. Going back to 82-83, the only guards are Sidney Moncrief, Michael Jordan, and Gary Payton.
How about this? Howard throwing historical precedent and all the Ben Simmons fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
History
and then they're going to say,
no.
They're going to say, I'm a hater. Yeah, you're just a hater.
A big hater.
I'm a realist. Stop with this Doc Rivers trying to make him sound like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And the writers and the media has to stop it. Stop right now.
Stop it now. Put an end to this nonsense. All right, 215-592-9494. We're riding with the King here, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest
internet.
You like
that history, though.
That is good. You know what? I hadn't thought of that, the fact that this hasn't happened in a long time. And the sponsor of Xfinity X1 Lounge. All right, Howard, speaking of history, you're not going to like this idea, but I got to tell you anyway.
Uh-oh.
So I've been thinking about this, and part of it is because of the Phillies starting next week and the baseball season starting and wanting to see this team back in the playoffs. But the other part is just for the sport. And I think the sport needs to figure out a way. And
yes.
We talked about some rule changes here last week. They got to figure out a way to become more interesting, both in terms of just interest all the time and then when you're actually watching the game. Howard, they had the expanded playoffs last year. I think eight was too many, but I think they should expand off of five. I wish they would get in a room before opening day. They did it last year. Right before opening day started, they expanded the playoffs. I wish they would reconsider and expand the playoffs off of five. Maybe seven is the right number, not eight, but I want expanded playoffs again.
Here's my problem with that, Joe. You're now playing 162 games.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't make it in 162 games and have, the three divisions and two wild cards? Right, is it two wild cards?
Yeah, so East, Central, West, and then the two wild cards.
Okay, if you can't do that and make the playoffs, then you don't deserve, after 162 games, you don't deserve to make the playoffs. It's really a test of the quality of your team. And I think it just brings, it's nice to bring teams into play, but everybody knows it's bogus.
Do we care about that in football? We don't. Because in the NFL, we get excited because in December, even if you have a bogus
you don't play
team,
enough games.
I understand. But I'm thinking about interest of fans. And I agree with you. It is, that's the whole thing. The test is the regular season. And if you don't belong, you don't belong. But last year, it was interesting because all those teams were in it with 2 weeks to go. And this year, the Phillies could be better, Howard. I think they're going to be better. I think they could win 84, 85, maybe 86 games. But it's probably not going to be enough, Howard. But if you expand the playoffs, 85 wins, then probably is enough.
Yeah, but the point, I don't think they're going to win 85 or 86.
How many
I think they're a better, they're clearly a better team.
83, 84? What do you got?
Look at the division.
I know. Well, that's the point. That's part of it, too.
But regardless, that the people in the division are going to be better. So I kind of like it. I think if you're going to make it exciting, that's artificial. When you say, oh, your team's in a playoff run. So you have all these bogus, weak teams in playoff runs. No, just you can improve the game in other ways. And I don't like the computer umpire, or whatever the hell you're the
robot umpires.
Yeah, the robot umpire, because that's the only place you can have an argument. So, and I like the arguments. That's the only place, because everything else is replay. You know, you got to improve the game. You can't force a manager to try to steal bases. You can't force a team trying to make contact rather than striking out, because this nonsense of analytics, the worst thing that's happened to baseball, the worst, because they lean on that. And when then somebody from the front office says to a manager, well, you know, why did you do this? Well, this chart and this computer and this analytics told me that I should have done this. You got to have stolen bases. You got to have players go from first to third. That means you've got to make contact. You've got to do things that create excitement. One of the most exciting plays is to watch a player go from first to third.
I agree.
So you've got to make contact to do that. And that's what you've got to do. You create a hit and run. You know, oh, they don't do hit and run. Analytics say that's not good. If the guys didn't strike out as much, it would be good.
Well, the problem is all these teams have figured out the most efficient formula to win games. The problem is that's not always the most fun to watch. I mean, they seem like they recognize this is a problem now. I don't know how they fix it, because every team wants to win the game. That's the whole point. But if every team has the same formula to win, it's not fun. It's not as fun as it used to be.
No, it's not. It's not. And that's what we got to do. We got to play the game the way it used to be played, because it was exciting before.
And now we can add more playoff teams in to artificially it more fun, Howard.
I don't want that.
Well, listen, but Howard, wait a second. So right now, as it is, right, so five teams in each league, it is still by far the most difficult playoffs to make, right? Hockey lets in, what, 16 of 30? Basketball is 16 of 30. And now football with 7 is what? 14 of 32. Baseball's at 10 of 30. It's still the hardest one.
Football doesn't play that many games.
I know. I understand, but it's still.
You know, so if you have an injury for two games, that's a big percentage of your season.
But baseball's only at 10 of 30. It's by far the most difficult. Every other sport's easier to make.
But it's 100. But they're playing more games than every other sport.
I know, and that's why I want to keep people interested. I don't want people to turn off baseball in August because the team is 6 games out. They could be in a race.
Well, once football starts, you're turning it off.
Well, see, and that's what baseball has to stop happening, is they lose September.
I don't know how you do that. And it's not because football has more playoff teams. How about this guy? I saw your boss responded to this nitwit.
What do we got here?
This guy on, the toilet of the internet, Twitter.
Oh, the rat poison.
Yeah, right. It's rat poison. Hey, Spike Eskin, I need to take antidepressants every time I hear Howard Eskin talk about our Sixers with Joe Giglio.
You keeping it real. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, but did I bring up a good point to you about guards winning the defensive player of the
year? Yeah, it was something I hadn't thought about. It doesn't mean a guard can't win. It's just
the precedent
says they don't.
Yeah, because the bigger players or other positions are more significant defensively. And that's the reality of the situation.
Well, they guard the rim. I mean, they guard the rim.
Well, I guess Doc Rivers is trying to help Daryl Morey create trade interest for Ben Simmons, but they don't have the guts to trade him anyway, so that ain't going to happen.
Right,
but it could happen after the year.
So by the time we speak next, the trade deadline will have passed. We'll end with this, Howard. Do you think Daryl Morey does something significant?
Well, what is J.J. Redick significant?
I wouldn't say that's significant.
Okay.
No.
I don't think he's going to do anything significant. And J.J. Redick, I mean, he was a good shooter. You can't live in the past. And J.J. Redick, oh, he's good for Joel Embiid. Well, you got to be able to shoot, too. And he's not shot well this year. So if that's what they do, that's not significant. If they get Kyle Lowry, which I don't think they're going to get Kyle Lowry, because it's going to take more than they probably want to give up. And the reality is, are they going to beat the Brooklyn Nets? And that's James Harden. my gosh, I never thought he would make that much of a difference for Brooklyn.
And he could have been here, Howard. He could have been here.
I know. He could have been here. And Kyrie Irving's decided to take another three game. What a joke. The NBA's a farce. These guys take off games. They just take off games. He's taken off three more games. He's taken off three games.
Well, Kyrie just does what he wants when he wants.
Well, I mean, and he's a great player, but you can't have that. But I guess when the playoffs come, he's going to have to play. But James Harden will pick up the slack. So are the Sixers, even if they make a trade for Kyle Lowry, are they better? Because you know they're going to have, the Nets will have their players back. Are they better than the Nets?
Probably not, but they have a chance with Lowry. If they got Lowry here, they'd have a chance to win that series.
Yeah, right. And, you know, or do you wait till the end of the year? And, you know, you try to push as hard as you can. You have a little, you have a couple of Band-Aids. So to answer your question, I don't think, I don't know how many significant trades that Daryl Morey made in Houston.
He got Harden. I mean, that was the biggest one, right?
Oklahoma had to trade him. They had no cap space. He got a break. That fell into his lap. They were one of the few teams that could fit him in. That fell into his lap.
That worked out great. I mean, it worked out great.
And he's a great player. He's my second in line for the most valuable player.
We got to get you some award votes. You got all your ballots in front of you. You're ready to go.
I know. It's just, but these people are getting depressed because I'm bringing reality on the Sixers. Hey, they're a good team. Are they good enough? We both agree that they're not better than the Nets. Should Joel Embiid win the MVP?
No.
I think we both agree no. After I pointed out some significant numbers to you, is Ben Simmons the lockdown defensive player of the year? No.
No, well, not with those. The historical precedent says no from Howard. All right, we'll talk again soon. Howard, you have a good night. And next time we talk, you'll have a new ballot for us.
All right. And you know what? I'm going to get a sponsor for antidepressants to pass out to all this. You know, they're trading. What I'm doing is trying to get them off the Kool-Aid and get them onto the antidepressants.
Yeah, that Kool-Aid's good, though, Howard. All right, have a good night. We'll talk soon.
Stay safe.
There he goes. Howard Eskin there. 215-592-9494. That's a Yacht Board on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.